Oh, Shabbat Shalom. I'm the second presenter today, and the name of the parasha I'll be presenting is Ki Tiza, which means when you elevate, and covers Exodus 30:11 through 34:35. Adonai instructs Moses on collecting the Israelis' money for atonement when they were counted in a census. Everyone was to give a half shekel, which was designated for the tent of meeting. Adonai gave Moses instructions for Aaron and his sons to be made ceremonially clean, including washing and anointing, and incense to be used. His instructions for producing the holy anointing oil and the incense were very specific and not to be replicated. Any unauthorized attempt to do so would earn the death penalty. In chapter 31, Adonai names Bezalel from the tribe of Judah and Aholiab from the tribe of Dan to serve him through their artistic talents. He has endowed these two men and the craftsmen working with them with talent to make everything Moses was commanded that would be used in service to him. The Jewish people were reminded to keep the Sabbath. Anyone who didn't keep it would be cut off. This was to be an everlasting covenant between the Israelis and God, reminding them of God's work in creation. After Adonai finished speaking to Moses on Mount Sinai, he gave him the testimony on two stone tablets. In chapter 32, Moses' prolonged absence caused the people to panic, and they asked Aaron to make them idols. Unfortunately, Aaron gave in to their sinful demand and produced a calf from their golden earrings. He also built an altar and announced a festival to Adonai the next day. The Jewish people arose early the next morning, presented sacrifices, and then engaged in debauchery and sexual immorality. Adonai told Moses that he would destroy the Israelis for their sin and would instead make a great nation from Moses' descendants. Moses interceded with God, reminding him of his promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so God spared them. Moses came down from the mountain with the stone tablets, and after observing the idolatry and depravity in the camp, became enraged and threw down the tablets, breaking them into pieces. He melted the calf, turned it into powder, threw it in the water, and made the Israelis drink it. When Moses confronted Aaron about this terrible sin, Aaron blamed the people and concocted a ridiculous lie, saying he had them remove their gold jewelry. And when he threw their gold in the fire, a calf miraculously appeared. When Moses saw the chaos within the camp, he called for anyone who would stand for Adonai, and only the Levites answered the call. Moses told them to take swords and kill the instigators of this rebellion. They obeyed and put 3,000 people to death. Moses told the Levites that because of their fierce loyalty to Adonai, they had been set apart for his service. Moses told the Jewish people the following day they had sinned greatly, but he would try to provide atonement. He went to Adonai, asking forgiveness for Israel, even if it meant being blotted out of the book of life himself. God replied that those who sinned would be blotted out. Moses would lead them from that place, but God would punish them later. The Lord then struck the Israelis with a plague. In chapter 33, Adonai told Moses to lead Israel into the promised land, but that he would not accompany them because of their stubbornness. This caused the people to mourn. Moses set up a tent of meeting for anyone who sought the Lord. Moses asked for reassurance and guidance from Adonai and to behold his glory. Adonai promised that his presence and goodness would continue with Moses and the people, that he would have mercy and compassion upon whomever he chooses, but that no one would see his face and live. Therefore, he would hide Moses in a rock and cover him until he passed by. Joshua remained at the tent, even when Moses left it. In chapter 34, Adonai told Moses to chisel out two new stone tablets, and Adonai would write on them. After Moses went up Mount Sinai, God passed in front of him, and Moses bowed down, asking forgiveness for his sins and the Israelis' sins. God told Moses he would drive out the nations from the promised land and gave him commands for Israel to follow upon entering the land. The parasha ends with Moses glowing so brightly after coming down from Sinai that he had to wear a veil when speaking to the Israelis. Parasha Ki Tiza has important lessons that we can apply to our lives. First, we see that God's ways are always just and for our benefit. In Romans chapter 9, when discussing God's purposes as to who will be saved, Paul references this parasha, quoting God's declaration of his mercy and compassion given to those whom he chooses. Although we may not always understand what God is doing in our lives, we must realize that when we trust in him, we will see that his ways are the best and we will be blessed for it. We also see that doing the right thing isn't always easy. It will often put you in the minority. It took courage for the Levites to stand for Adonai when everyone else in the camp had turned against him. But they were blessed and rewarded for doing so. Messiah Yeshua warned us that taking a stand for him won't be easy either. But if we acknowledge him before men, he promised to acknowledge us before his Father in heaven. So if you haven't done so already, make the decision to loyally follow Yeshua as your Lord and Redeemer. And if you've done this already, continually to boldly declare your faith to a spiritually dying world whenever and wherever you can. Shabbat Shalom.